On Tuesday, I had a really nice little moment. One of the parishioners who had just given birth the day before wanted me to come and just bless their baby. And so I came into the room and talked to them and blessed the baby. It was a really nice little moment. But I learned something about childbirth that I didn't know. Now, before you say what a celibate male doesn't know about childbirth could be legion. But to let you know, the mother didn't know this either, which was she had a really, really short labor. And because her labor was so short, the baby actually had still some amniotic fluid in their lungs. Apparently, a baby needs to have a certain amount of labor because the compression helps pump that out of their lungs so they're ready to get air. And I didn't know that before. But I thought, what a beautiful image for this week, when we are coming to the end of our liturgical year, and when our readings are talking about the birth of a new heavens and a new earth. Talking about not just the end of things, but a new way of being. Because that's what the kingdom of God is. It's not just the destruction of this world. It is a destruction with a birth, a death with a resurrection. Not just for ourselves, but for all of creation. When you talk about the destruction of the temple was constructed in a very particular way. The temple was constructed to be a model of the entire universe. I don't have time now to go through all of that. That's a whole teaching in and of itself, how each of the elements were there for the whole universe. But you got to trust me on this one. So when Jesus was talking about the destruction of the temple, they understood it not just as destruction of, the center of their life. It would be like for us if all of a sudden St. Peter's, the Capitol building, Notre Dame, the towers in New York, if all of it happened on the same day at the same moment. If you remember what your feeling was at 9/11, to talk about the destruction of the temple was like that for the Jewish people. And it meant not just the destruction of their national identity, their relationship with God, because it was both a political and a spiritual place, but it meant the whole world was in the process of being destroyed. The whole universe was being destroyed, only to be reborn. Now, a lot of people start talking about, one of my favorite cartoons is that guy in the hood who's got the end of the world is nigh, and then it has 2007 crossed out, 2008 crossed out, 2009 crossed out. And sometimes we start thinking that we don't have to worry about it because it hasn't happened yet. But see, the recreation of the world, the new creation of the world is already starting right now. What Jesus was telling the apostles, what he was telling his disciples, is the kingdom of God is breaking in right now. And just like in new birth, there's a certain amount of squeezing that is necessary. There will also be persecution. There will also be those wars and rumors of wars. There'll be a time of preparation as God prepares his people for the fullness of that kingdom. So don't be afraid. Don't have fear. In fact, in Advent, the season that we're getting ready to start, we're going to say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." We're asking that new heaven and that new earth come now. So, but we're already in the midst of it. How do we act? How should we act? I think that that's really important that we got the second reading today from Thessalonians. Because St. Paul talks about work and how important work is. First of all, we've got to remember that work is a part of God's original blessing to human beings. It is not part of the punishment. Okay? He gave Adam work to tend the garden before Adam fell. And there's something about work. Sigmund Freud said this. He said, what are the two most essential things for a healthy person? He said, love and work. And I don't agree much with Sigmund Freud on most of his things, but I think he actually got that correct. Love and work. We're made to have satisfied work. Now, as a priest, one of the things that I worry about in my own life is what does retirement look like for a priest? You know, because I have to tell you, I like the vacation, okay? I get a month a year, and I'm getting ready to go on another week of it that's coming up. Yay! But by the end of that vacation time, I'm ready to come back. There's something unsettled in my life when I'm not celebrating Mass with the community, when I'm not anointing people, when I'm not hearing confessions, when I'm not working with the staff here. There's something, this is my work. This is what I was made for. And although vacation's nice to take a break, if it goes on too long, something starts to get out of whack. And even those, for those of you who are retired, you have to find other kind of work. My mother had to make sure that when my dad retired, he had a whole schedule of different kind of work lined up for his retirement. But it's more than that. It's when we are not attending to the work that God has given us in our own life. Because God has given us a task. God's given us a vocation in our own life to live out the kingdom. When we don't do that, we start getting very worried, as it said in Thessalonians, about what other people are doing. You know, we're worried that other people are getting away with stuff. And it begins to upset us, right? All you have to do is watch the TV, watch the news, and it, all of a sudden people get very upset about other things. I think listening to St. Paul in the book of Thessalonians would be great for us. Because in a world that's in the birth pains of becoming a new world, are we surprised that there are persecutions? Are we surprised that there are wars and suffering and famine and all of those things? No. But we are called to do our work. What is our work? To make the world into Jesus Christ. To Christify the world. Not just to see to the needs of our families, but to see to the needs of the poor. See to the needs of those who are sick, for those who have not heard the good news, to preach the good news. That's our work. In this in-between time, this time where the kingdom has already begun but yet not fulfilled, do not be afraid and have joy in the work that God has given us to do at this particular moment in our lives.